Simon and Garfunkel won 14 Grammy Awards on their way to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As a solo artist, Art Garfunkel has made 10 albums and acted in movies like Catch-22 and Carnal Knowledge, for which he was nominated for a Golden Globe as Best Supporting Actor. On Saturday, Art Garfunkel performs at the Jackson College Potter Center. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Art Garfunkel about the show and what he's been up to lately. What is occupying Art Garfunkel's time these days, Scott?
Well, Mark, he's been writing a lot in recent years, and we talk about that project, but he's also glad to be singing again after losing his voice a few years ago. About his singing, I asked Art Garfunkel when he first realized that he was good.
Well, you know, how accurate are any of us really at our own autobiographies? It's a tricky thing. We start taking a stance or a known answer to those questions, and then we latch onto it early. But if I were to dig for the truth, it would be so hard to know. When did that tickle in the throat first start delighting me? I'm sure it was in the bathtub, or that's right, it was in the bathtub. You got, look, I'm lying on the couch being Freud right now. That's right. There were tiles in our bathroom, and it was a delight to make sounds and reverberate them through. And it was just one step away from doing a pop tune. But the key is nobody could be listening.
Oh, my. I wanted to tell you a little personal story. When I was in the seventh grade, I had a school assignment to make a poster about a song that I loved, and I chose Bridge Over Troubled Water.
How nice. I struck an arrow and it got to you.
Right.
I
that's
love
right.
hearing this.
It was a simple project. I cut out pictures of people holding hands and showing their
it
love
was a
for
good
each
song.
Other.
Wasn't
yeah.
that a good leap of melody? You know, melody is this forgotten word. Some groups deal with melody, but a lot of it got forsaken. Along comes Bridge, a brilliant Paul Simon song, and it's so full of melody, and it has these leaping notes, and it's goosebumpy. It's kind of quasi-spiritual. That's my style. Even I liked it a lot myself, and I'm the first one who heard it as it was being made. It passed through my ears in the control room.
And you hit that last note, and the strings came in. It's perfection.
And that's Roy Halley, the engineer. Really mixing and building that whole thing. Roy is very instrumental in that. Me, Paul, and Roy Halley made a triumvirate of record makers. We chased after Phil Spector, the greatest of them all, record makers. And that was us coming together well.
Here's where I tell you my favorite of your solo recordings. I love your vocal on I Only Have Eyes for You.
It's cushy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's real slow. It has a real slow backbeat. But, you know, once again, the groove is everything. I like how that grooves. It's sexy. But they all
we're talking with Art Garfunkel ahead of a concert at Jackson College this weekend. I had a music question based on poking around your website, and that has to do with your list of top songs that influenced Art's life. They're listed in chronological order, and they include things like Enrico Caruso's Aria for the Pearl Fishers, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, The Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
These are the great records. They swerved me on my path. They pushed me to the left fork or the right fork. Otherwise, I would have been too middle of the road. These are the people, the records that had personality and influence. When you heard Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations for the first time, you were influenced. Your ears had picked up a new thing. When I heard River Deep Mountain High, Phil Spector's great recording of Ike and Tina Turner, and heard that record cook so wonderfully, so heated, that was one of the great influences of my life.
Well, it's a fascinating list. I'm going to encourage listeners to go to your website and check it out. But you only mentioned one Simon and Garfunkel song on the list, Scarborough Fair. Why that one?
That was uniquely flowing. I thought we hit a really... The god Apollo flew into the studio and flew around the studio and gave us this unearthly sense of flow. I'm basically talking about Paul Simon's magnificent guitar work. He is a floater.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true lover.
To sing on top of that guitar stuff is like being an easy rider on a flying horse. So to me, Scarborough was just so organic. And it was a unique contribution we put into the airwaves to float so folky and flowingly. And that's Paul's great picking. And we sang good.
You have another interesting list on your website of your favorite classical music choices.
I have my favorites. I'm very proud when my ears connect with some writer, and it's not about the reputation, it's about this works for me. And so I tear down lots of great reputations because my own ears don't hear it. I hear that as a cliche. I know the fame process. Once they call you a great, you're great whether you're great or not. These things get etched into reputation rather than the reality of the artist and the receiver. So I try and be as pure as I can. Who kills me for real? Maurice Ravel really gets to me. Claude Debussy and that wonderful French perfume thing he does is so special. The greatest of them all for me is J.S. Bach. That these constructions he builds up, these little fugal inner workings, are castles of magnificent structure.
We're talking with Art Garfunkel ahead of a Jackson College concert this weekend. How much acting are you doing these days?
Not much. I'm busy putting a book together that'll come out in the fall of next year. It's a major enterprise. It's the writings I've been doing all these years. So it's kept me busy. And I don't really have my card out there on Main Street available to act. And yet I love the work. I just don't hang out in L.A. They don't know me. I don't go to dinners. I raise my kid at home, and I love my home scene, and I work on my book, and I go out and do my concerts. That keeps me busy.
And for clarity, it's an autobiography, right?
You could say that. Everything you do isn't your show right now, your autobiography, Scott?
Indeed it is.
It's all... My stuff is prose poem things I've been writing all these years. Reflections on the wonder of everything. Reflections on what show business is really. What's it feel like when you lose your voice? What was it like working for Mike Nichols as an actor? Reflections on these things. I put them down in a prose poem bit, which has no name. It's not a poem. It's not prose. It's this rhymed, inner rhymed dance of syllables that makes this thing that I do. They're one-pagers, half-pagers, but they reverberate, and they have a nice rhyme and reason for existing in their form as a prose poem bit of one-page length.
Before doing some research on you, Art, I was unaware of your walking endeavors, that you have walked across America in chunks, not all at once.
I'm a nutcase. I go off in all these different directions of nuttiness.
And that you're walking across Europe in chunks now, too.
This is what happens when you give royalties to a young man in the age of the hippie, you know? It's a dangerous thing.
What motivated you to start this?
Well, as a New Yorker, you want to get out of town. So first you take care of your health, your heart, your spine, your carriage, your uprightness, your dignity, your clean air. And this is all break out of New York and the Willie Loman selling your product over your shoulder and punching on the sidewalk. You have to fight that if you're a New Yorker and get out of town and stand up and breathe and slow down and pull the plug on American stimuli coming at us all the time as if we must be fed by stuff. So you empty out and slow down, and you realize the emptier I get, the more I feel the fullness of my five senses and how great it is to be.
I have one last question about your concert in Jackson. What can people expect? Do you travel with a band? What kind of material do you do in a show these days?
My format is extreme less is more. I'll work with Tab Lavin on Martin guitar and Dave McKay on keyboards. That's it. I'll do half Simon and Garfunkel's, half not. I will bring in pieces of my book into the show. God save me. I will ask for your support. I'm a guy who lost his voice a few years ago. It's only come back in the last couple of years. So I bring a lot of gratefulness to the stage. It's great to sing again.
That's interesting. The aging human voice is something I'm confronting myself at my late 50s.
We're in the same business, you and I, in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, spirit is everything. And you know when I say relax, you know that's your fundamental tool of work. Can you really ease out, ease through what you do? And there is your resonance, and there's your vocal projection, and now the microphone works. It's in relax.
We've been talking with Art Garfunkel. He'll appear at the Jackson College Potter Center Saturday night at 7. Art Garfunkel, great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. A pleasure. Bye-bye.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
And coming up on Current State, our Katie Cook speaks with MSU alum Jonathan Kirkland about what it's like to play George Washington in the Chicago production of Hamilton. That's coming up on Current State.
What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson?